then the sound creates the form.
The sound will create the form and will hold it for just as long as you want it to hold. But if you change that frequency, then it will, if you want to use a word, you will have mutation. Mm-hmm. You will change the shape. So therefore it is again correct to say, scientific fact, that as the sound, so the shape and the form. Mm-hmm. So that basically we conclude from that the human body, in the form in which we see it, is held in that formulated pattern and structure wholly and solely by the sound it contains and makes.
Mm-hmm. Peter, could you tell us a little bit about the use of somatic therapy in hospitals and other clinical settings? Is it being used in hospitals today?
Oh yes, most certainly. Mostly into the smaller consulting rooms. It seems to be more an individual thing rather than a collective thing in some of the large hospitals. But in the smaller establishments, in consulting rooms and clinics, it's proved absolutely invaluable. So many of the conditions, especially simple things like, simple to the practitioner, but difficult to the person who's receiving it, and that is slip disc, which can be horribly painful, can keep people away from their work or their offices or their employment for sometimes weeks on end. There's very little that could be done about it except tell them to rest, and that's about it, and give them a pain killer. Well, now with the aid of cymatics, all this can change. We can alter all this. With the application of cymatic therapy for approximately 10 to 15 minutes, the pain will ease down considerably. And invariably, when the tension is moved out of the surrounding area and tissue, very often, without manipulation, it will slip back in place. But even if a manipulation has to take place, it can be done easily and simply. Therefore, the older technique of osteopathic manipulation, which has been the arguing point between the medical profession and the osteopaths, especially in the UK for so long, is now overcome. No longer do we have to what we term a cold manipulation, in other words, force it back into position, because once you've used cymatic on, the whole area relaxes, eases, and it will be comfortably back in position. Now, there are many other things that we can ease and relieve pain without the administering of drugs and painkillers. It has been found and checked by specialists in London who are using this instrument that the endorphins, which are the secretion from the brain which ease off pain, it's like nature's painkiller, is activated by the transmission of frequencies into the structure. We have used this in hospitals where patients have been injured in mining disasters where the roof has crashed in. Now we all know medically there's very little we can do from this or except to clean it up, make them comfortable, and to give them painkiller if necessary, and just hope that time will heal it. Well, now we can do much more than that, because for applying this frequency above the damaged area, we can deaden down to a large extent the pain, and there is no side effects as if we have given drugs to administer it.
Have you tried this in the situations of cancer, for instance?
Well, now cancer is something which the, unless you are an MD, you are not allowed to treat. We would remember that these instruments are in the hands of osteopaths, chiropractors, nurses, nurse consultants, all these kind of people who are efficient practitioners within their own rights, and they are using these instruments. Now with this instrument, they are not breaking the law in any way, shape or form, because we do not deal with cancer to obliterate it. We do not attempt to disintegrate the cancer. We treat the organ to which it is being troublesome. In other words, if it's a lung cancer, we treat the lung. We strengthen and fortify the lung and let the cancer take care of itself. And invariably, this does happen.
Dr. Manners, I know you brought your cymatic instrument here from England. Do you think you can show us how it works?
Yes, we can do that. That presents no problem now. In its early stages, of course, it was a vast instrument which was very clumsy, very difficult, and couldn't be moved. Now it is transportable, it's no larger than a large attaché case, and we can utilize it in homes, or hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, consulting rooms. It can be carried by the practitioner or the doctor wherever you would like to use it.
Ah, splendid, splendid. We have Priscilla King, a nurse consultant here who has volunteered to act as a patient in this situation. I guess she'll take a little time off from her nursing as nursing patients to help and act as a patient. So when we bring Priscilla up here, she will be happy to let you work with her with your somatic instrument.
Yes, we'd be most happy to do this. But at this point, we must add that we shall only be able to use the applicator unit for this form of treatment. There is another form of treatment which is applied from the same instrument, which has become known as biosomatics. Now, biosomatics is using silent sound. There is no sound whatsoever. You are using the basic energy out of the sound, but in order to use this, you need the patient definitely in the clinic because a saline solution and pads have to be used for its application. If I might explain how this functions, if a patient has, what should I say, normal mobility in arms and legs, very often if they hear music or a beat in music, they will beat in time with it, either with a hand or with a foot. Very common occurrence. It's a very complicated thing if you run through all the procedures of it, but it's quite easy to do. But if there is paralysis or anything of that type within either the arm or the leg, the limb will not do it. Now, it won't do it because the left hemisphere of the brain is closed down on the synapse and it can't actually function it. But all the muscles may be correct. The nerves may be all right, joints, bones, everything is in order, but the synapse of the brain doesn't function the limb. Now, if we reverse the process of the cymatic input and put the input in through the hand and the arm, we can then re-establish a movement in that arm, and we can get the arm to beat in a normal, natural way. But that's not the end of the story. We can do that, and we've been able to do this for quite a number of years. With exercise of the muscles, and it's very good, and it's quite interesting to the patient to be able to see a paralyzed arm moving and beating time. But that is not basically what we want. What we want is the synapse within the brain to start to activate this movement. Now, previously, it was extremely difficult to, shall we say, go into another dimension of healing with the ordinary medical profession, but of course we're in more enlightened times now, and we can do this. So what we tell the patient is to close their eyes, to visualize on the paralyzed limb, see it in their mind or their mind's eye, and then as the impulse travels into the limb, to mentally lift at the same time. If they do this, then the synapse will start to function and we can get movement back into the tissue and the structure again.
Sorry, we won't be able to see that aspect of the instrument being utilized, but I'm sure we will have an extraordinary experience watching this.
The instrument is so designed to make it as simple for operation as we possibly can. On this side of the instrument is a sonic computer which will formulate the basic frequencies that you require for treatment. This can be then locked into the mind of it, transferred and recorded to a magnetic tape, and is then ready when you plug in your applicator on this side to apply to the patient. And the way we apply it to the patient is merely to switch it on and turn up the amount of output on the applicator. The applicator is then applied to the patient, but before it is applied to the patient, it's always advisable, remember, we're interested in holistic medicine, and the patient is an individual, not a case.
patient is very often apprehensive, tense, perhaps tired, and in pain. And we firmly believe that an application of your hand over the area first, before any treatment is given, has a soothing effect, beneficial effect, and the patient feels more confident. Then apply the frequency field. Now, the frequency field that you're applying immediately displays, the patient will relax automatically. As you're coming to the patient, they're a little apprehensive. Once it is applied, they're perfectly content, easy, and relaxed. Because the frequency you're filling in is entirely in relation to the natural frequency there. You are using a natural frequency. There is nothing injurious, nothing harmful, nothing will do any harm at all. In this particular case, our nurse here has many serious problems, but had she had serious problems and this joint was unmovable, a small application around the joint structure would ease down the tension, and after a few manipulations by the applicator, you would be able to gently move the joint without pain or discomfort. Up in the area here, which is always an area of congestion, pain, and discomfort, remember this is a very important area of the body because your eyes are controlled from here, the organ of balance is controlled from here, the facial muscles are controlled from here, and also the nerve going down the arm is all controlled from this area. It's a place where tension builds considerably. So therefore, by applying this over the area, you get a relaxed and comfortable feeling. Once the applicator is in contact with the patient, you have no further need to comfort or to reassure them. It matters little whether it is a young baby, a small child, or whether it's an elderly patient. All of them relaxed, easy, pleasant, and comfortable. The frequency field that you are actually hearing is the sound which exists within muscle structure. That sound that you can hear is the actual sound that is contained within the muscle structure, amplified many, many thousands of times. And therefore, all that is necessary is to apply it over the area for ease, comfort, and relaxation. If they have come in and complained to you that there is pain in that shoulder and it's possibly rheumatism, they've not told you anything else perhaps, and you are treating this, they will very often say, "Doctor, I can feel something happening down in my knee." Now, the reason for this being that there's possibly a slight rheumatic condition in the knee joint, which they haven't necessarily told you about. But because the frequency field is traveling into the system, the whole system is consumed with it all the way around, and it will find any weakness anywhere in the body and deal with it as you're dealing with this area here. After you've done that for a little, if you are an osteopath or an orthopedic surgeon, then you can start to move. The area will move easily, it will relax. You're going to move the arm joint, you'll find that you'll be able to move it easily and simply, and you will find the muscles will relax. How does that feel?
Good. As you put that on me, I felt my whole body start to relax.
You can feel it across all around the body.
Yes.
That's right. Yes, because it's transmitting into the whole of the structure of the body.
Now that you have got the somatic instrument pretty well developed, you've had it for a number of years now and have been using it successfully, what are you doing now in terms of new frontiers of using sound?
Oh, quite a lot, a considerable amount. The instrument itself is fully developed. It's scientifically acceptable, it's medically approved, and we now have these instruments literally all over the world in use, particularly in the third world countries where we're able to train people efficiently and quickly to use the instrument. But our research field at the present moment is stepping now into light therapy, which is becoming known as chromatology. It was always previously thought that the effect of colored lights, as they termed it, was a kind of gimmick, in which you sat under a pretty light and it was very comfortable and it was very nice and very warm and very relaxing. Well, I'm afraid all that is now completely changed. We do know that light penetration can penetrate through the pores of the skin. It can affect the bloodstream. It can affect internal organs. It can do a considerable amount. We advocated many years ago that babies born with the bilirubin, which is yellow jaundice, should be treated instead of blood transfusions and drugs, should be treated under blue radiation. This was very suspect for a long, long time, until one doctor in the United States tried it, used it, found it successful, and now this technique of treating bilirubin is used all over the world now.
You're working with color, what else?
We're working with color, but we're also working with the action of the brain. We find that if we use these frequency fields, we can affect the left and right hemisphere of the brain. And we feel that very often a condition which causes paralysis or a problem in the human anatomy and structure has its seat in the left side of the brain. If we could only stimulate the right to sort of assist, take over, or form a bridge between the two, we could overcome a lot of problems. Well, now with the advent of sound in a new dimension, we're able to do just this. And our research now is into using headphones which feed different frequencies into the structure in the system, also applied at the same time as light radiations and cymatic frequencies. We're able to activate all the cell tissues and nerve ganglia within the body, and we're getting very, very good results. And it won't be long before we'll be able to discuss this and explain these details to you.
Wonderful. I look forward to hearing about those at a further date. But if people are interested in trying to find out more about cymatic therapy, Peter, how do they reach you?
If they write to us, Dr. Manners, the Brett Fortin, BrettFortin, Brett Fortin Hall, H-A-L-L, Clinic, Brett Fortin, Vale of Evesham, E-V-E-S-H-A-M, Vale of Evesham, Worcestershire, England. We will attempt to answer every letter if I possibly can, personally.
This is also how they would get a cymatic instrument or information on the cymatic instrument, of course.
We also train students at our clinic so that we can qualify them in the use of cymatic therapy.
And in the United States, those of you who would like to contact me regarding the various uses of sound and music for well-being, New England Sound Healers may be reached by writing 42 Baker Avenue, Lexington, Massachusetts, 02173. That's NESH, New England Sound Healers. We continue to work with Dr. Manners, and we are very, very grateful for having had him here tonight. We hope that the information which we've disseminated has been of use. We thank you, Dr. Manners.
Thank you, Johnson. I thoroughly enjoyed being here.
It's a pleasure here, too. Thank you.
One more to go. All the things are coming together. You can just get some further. You know, it's down here. You need to get in the zone. You got to get them up.
The film to describe to you and explain visually the effect of cymatic frequencies on texture, structure, water, oil. If you spare a little of your imagination as you watch this film as it runs, you will see many things that answer many questions. You will see living forms, living amoeba, almost animal-like creatures. You will see continents being formed, the earth itself coming into existence, explosions, eruptions, atomic explosions, bombs,
You can see all this and watch it before your eyes. Everything owes its existence solely and completely to sound. Sound is a factor which holds it together. Sound is the basis of form and shape. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We are told that this is how the world began and how creation took shape. If we put that into the modern idiom and say that into the great voids of space came a sound and matter took shape. Please watch carefully.
We can also use different shaped plates. Here we have a triangular plate with a crystal attached to its underside and produce a sonorous fit. We change to a higher note and see a rather more complicated figure. Thank you. sound of vibration, a layer of turpentine forms a regular lattice work. We see continuous waves which form the queerest figures. And yet, the extraordinary things we see here are simply and solely the effect of vibration. plasticizable substance is always shaped into a ball by the wave trains of the vibrating membrane. The masses are jiggled round, but gradually proper spherical shapes are formed, created by nothing more than the vibratory process.
At the same time, they pulsate.
The various patterns of the vibratory field. They move to and fro, unite, and separate again according to the vibratory state of the surface formed by the membrane. And we can, as it were, move over a landscape which is in a state of vibration. If we intensify the note, if we produce a crescendo for the ear, the masses are hurled outward. We see fountains, eruptions, explosions almost. But invariably, the particles return to the center. So that here again, even under these violently dynamic conditions, we find there is circulation. iron filings, when subjected simultaneously to a magnetic field and emission, shows that adhesion to the surface is substantially reduced. The magnetic lines of the force round the poles show up with exceptional clarity. If we cluster the magnetic lines together, we can see the effect on the patterns formed. If we thin out the lines of force, the phenomenon spreads out. Reduced adhesion, the particles of iron have certain degrees of freedom. They can move, fall into line, form figures, and almost dance, but only in obedience to the vibration imposed. Serpent-like formations are produced simply and solely by vibration over areas of the vibrating membrane representing movement processes. Lycopodium. There is a definite ripple effect caused by the wave trains in the vibrating membrane, a rich field of effect due to vibration. Join together, separate, and pulsate. The vibration, equivalent to a crescendo for the ear, the masses are thrown into ever greater agitation. They are ejected. Spikes are thrust up. There are eruptions, protuberances up here. And all due to the dynamics of vibration. A whole landscape opens before us. The note we hear is strong enough to originate all this turbulence, this impressive display. And, to end with, here, by way of contrast, is a sonorous figure, a static figure instead of a dynamic one, representing the opposite pole in the vast range of phenomena that make up the world of vibration.
Whenever you have to be harassed according to your horoscope. So you should know whether they will have to do their work. Don't panic, tell them now, okay, I know the work there to work in the place that is where that's so on. You can handle the horoscope better in the time frame without the panic of self-destruct, which is living to die. So you don't mind the horoscope anymore, which is a cross, because your understanding of living to live with it. So the way now you think of doing it, upon the horoscope, but since you understand now, okay, let's go. And so they will give the approval that you're going to go. But they got to remind you that they got a job. The bill comes due and you... All right, okay.
When I drive, the traffic is so congested to me.
You know, that tape. Yes. Good. You get background, you know, the same thing is true. You gotta know your five names. And then the five names only call out the main one. The elements, right? Mm-hmm. Solid, gas, temperature, liquid, crystal. Your body charged. The mirror you can deal with the front of the body. Dividing into what? Two opposites. That's what you want to understand, what you are. You are a composite of two sperms or two ovums or what?
One of each.
So that's directly opposite. So you can't get around yourself when you understand what that is. When it comes to a malfunctioning, the malfunctioning can either be too fast or too slow. And if you're functioning, what would it be?
Sometimes.
And that was clear, you saw what is going on in sonic reaction in the mechanism. And you didn't put it together. You have to live with it. If you can fool yourself, and wish to believe for sure by belief. Nothing wrong with that. But in the end, you'll be forced to recognize, without the understanding, you'll have to come back over and over to do the same correction from belief. Belief gives you opportunity to return to correct. Understanding frees you from return, but sets you in total control and commitment to be always. This is the difference between the two consciousness, realize and non-realize.
Five frequencies that are required for creating manifestation?
Did you see today?
Yes.
You can't get the four, no matter how they try. And God didn't give you four fingers, like a little.
So there's a direct relationship to the five
elements. And if you study acupuncture, they got four element law or five element law. So they are finding anything new. And we are saying anything different. All what you are putting together is what? A functional relationship to you then. Now, how many senses do you have? Why don't you have four senses? And if all five are working in harmony, what do you call it? What do you call it? System. There's no system. Integration of the five senses in a functional relationship to two facets, two flows is your system. So your system is a functional coordination of the five. The functional coordination of the five is to observe and to relate. Then when you track through time by using the five senses in a functional and relating relationship, you have intuition, meaning you know independent of time. That's all intuition means. I know what's going on ahead. Well, what am I going to do with it? Even if I know Mr. Jones is going to step on Mr. Bush's foot before he comes up to the office, can I stop Mr. Jones from stepping in his foot? Or call Mr. Bush and say, what's up, Mr. Jones, leave the office and step on his foot? Mm-hmm. Even if I know it ahead of time, I can't. That's Mr. Bush's what? Situation with me and Mr. Jones stepping on each other's foot, stepping off the table. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. So intuition may know ahead of time, but it can't determine what level it has to experience. That's how some repertoire said, the stars or self, but they don't come self. Knowing ahead of time doesn't necessarily say you're going to act. When the moment comes to act, it's entirely different and it's up to you. Now if you never know ahead of time, it's still going to be the same thing, how to act. So this is important. Not to know, or to know, and know not. Or to know, and don't worry about it, and just act. Or don't know, and don't worry about it, and just act.
To know and just act.
To know and just act. Okay. And that's exactly what reflexology is all about. It is a knowing and reacting. Body is divided. Now we're dealing with the front. And those same five forces are circumvented the body. You know where my thumb is? Going this way, right? Where's my big toe going? Where's my big toe going? Good. Have you looked at your big toe? Is it aligned with the big finger? The thumb? No. Don't get fooled by the chart. The chart has a good way. That doesn't say the thumb and the finger are related. It's supposed to represent this way. to put it this way, it's the same in the soul. So the sound and the big soul are related all the time. They're directly opposite. You can't change their reaction. You press the finger, they're reacting the soul.
So
you
mean opposite, you mean like
pushing
from the toe,
toe, whatnot? Once you want to work and then you're going to press, you're supposed to identify where they are. You don't identify that the thumb acts like the toe. Now a man may not have feet and comes to me and he has a problem, how am I going to work on him? I grab hold of his hand. Now the problem is in his head, and he has no feet. And I want to correct the problem in the head, but he has two hands. Where can I do now? I work on a hand. The man has no hands, he has two feet, but the problem is the head. Where do I work?
Mm-hmm.
Now the man has no hands and no feet, where do I work?
Yes.
So you're finding the points of references to relate to the subject. But first you got to identify what these five forces are.
I've lost you when you said that the sound and the big toe are related to the opposite. I don't quite see. Well, opposite ends of the extremity. Okay. All right.
But now your dividing line is here.
Okay.
What this will do down here will not do up here. And what this will do up here will not do down here. You got to understand that. Too.
Okay.
There is a dividing line right by the nature hooked it to your belly button. Be a mom. I wish you hooked it to your nose. If you hook it to the belly button, you still have to be dividing line. Okay. The central line has a color that runs through the entire body. It's called zone 1. It runs through the entire body and it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
You got the colors, you got the other thing, you got color light.
You're on one.
Okay. Thank you. Out of town. Into the big toe on both sides is zone 1. Can anybody see the blackboard?
And it goes down the big toe?
Right down to the big toe. So now the colors are important and the numbers are important. That is zone 1. Crayon. Now the same thing goes through their hands and it comes like this. Right off from the neck. On both sides. Go blue, zone one.
Go to the neck.
I'll drive there on your feet.
I think it goes right here. And it crosses the neck.
Did you go across?
Yeah.
You can't see.
All the blues connect. If you're going right from the top of the head, you're going through zone one. Where's it going to connect? Where your shoulder connects? Your neck, where your neck connects to your shoulder?
Shoulder connects to the neck.
Shoulder connects to the neck. So the zone has to come up to the neck. The zone is across. It's a zone. So when you pass in the unit over, you have to know the zone is going over.
They call the outside, Donna.
Where is my thumb?
Fine.
If I put it this way and this way, where is it?
Like
if they're going up the top, is it going to end it? We're shifting the hand, going to change the position of the point. That is, the thumb is the middle point of the body, and the toe is the middle point. Years ago, when you tell somebody they were nothing but a bunch of molecules spinning to music, they look at you kind of crazy. But you didn't bother them, let them muck up their body till they get to find out that you need to clean it up, or when they clean it up, then in the end you're coming back to us. If music be the food of love, play on. If music is life, within the element of sonic interacting to cause constriction and dilation, then that constriction and dilation is prion. That is living life. And the constriction dilation is what they call love or magnetism. There is no love as a word per se, other than the magnetic field that is causing it to respond. So love is the label we use to describe magnetic field. And spirit is the word we use to describe life flow. Creative intelligence is the word we describe God. Man is the word to describe geometry out of the atom of manifestation. So we are the highest manifestation of the geometry of atoms by creative intelligence, interacting, constricting, and dilating. So our big fat ego goes out the window where we take a sneeze and then accept God became us. If God became you, you're highly Christ-realized. You can tell the elements, okay, the place of your own. And you don't own them. And they can't kill you. You can only harass. That's why God is without them. You understand? Now you can enjoy. That's what Brother Jesus said, while you're in the world, you're the light of the world. God is waiting at source of death. People say, who the hell wants to get in the world? Enjoy living in the world. That's the atom itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Zone 2. The color is green. It runs alongside of blue coming down. And it runs all the way down into the... Second stone. On both sides. I'm drawing it so you can see it and do it. Fingers on this side of the, middle. This is the middle, divided to what?
Yeah.
Two toes and two thumbs. That's blue, right?
Right.
Then the next one would be what? Zone 2.
I thought it was just a man that's on our diagram.
Yeah, you know, he's
calling
the fish.
Yeah.
Wake up. His name is,
Therapy Man.
Huh?
Yeah.
Therapy Man.
That's enough.
You're recognizing therapy meds. It goes to the corner of the eye and it cuts across the green and goes down to the second finger. This is the index finger. No, it starts from green. Well, did you see the green start? Look at the green. Who wants to volunteer for a tattoo fish?
Hello.
These are the
marker. No. He's holding a mark. And it runs down into the, let me get a blue one. This goes to the blue. No. It's always the same, so you don't have to. You can recognize where it's going to go. Dividing the body. Now the neck is divided right here. I'm going to try it again. No. This is the blue. Going across to the. Going across to the thumb.
Is that at the. Collarbone right there.
Yeah.
It's a hollow stick finger.
Yeah.
And now the green comes down.
Comes below it or above it?
Do you know it? And turns out. And every other one will be doing the same thing.
You're
independent. Each line, each color is independent. So don't go make it because you're going to have to work it. You've got to understand they're independent.
Yeah, really. It's getting lost, isn't it?
And that's zone 2. Now the next one is zone 3, and that's a yellow. And that's yellow.
That's him in the yellow. They go through the eye, the down there.
So your yellow runs right through the eye. That's why you got to decide where you're going to go, right or left. And it runs down. And then it will go through the hair. Go through the feet, right down to the middle toe. Number 3 toe.
Does it go under the green?
And it goes, it goes under the green. Yeah. Well, we're going to draw it now, sure. The zone connect on each, the jet cross and the back cross. It's like you're sitting on something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't
connect, they're right on the... This is the blue. The other one comes underneath it, or goes around it. And the blue goes right over it. And this is the green. And this has its own. And this is the yellow. You got it? This will go, it seems to ride over it on a thing, on a line. It's not the, if you were to take wires and run them over, they're individual channels. They cannot join each other. Painting is a very horrible way to show it. I'd rather use electrical wires than I can shock you and then you catch it fast. That's the way I had to learn it. The person who was demonstrating was using an electrical panel for each particular zone. And so when you touch it, you know what you got in each zone. But in a drawing, it's difficult to see that way. But in a panel, where you have each wire independently going around, I hook up to a battery and a regulator, then you know what each one is doing.
Right.
And you're very
intelligent
too, I think.
But by the same token, you have the electrical or magnetic reaction along that line, and you have the sonic reaction along that line. That's what we're going to put in now. See where I'm coming from, the yellow? The yellow came down from the top, right?
Yeah.
Now then I hook it from the bottom there so it doesn't touch. And I go straight to the middle of the hand.
Yeah.
Right to the middle finger.
Yeah.
with a wire, you know they're not touching each other, they're just riding over. They're not sharing their energy. When you draw it, it looks very difficult to see, unless you've got a wide in the color and then show it. So that's one problem with drawing. So you have electrical wire showing it on a panel, and I'll give somebody a job. It's a hoogie woogie boogie. You should take one of those mannequins and fix it up. You want to work?
Yeah,
we can. You got a mannequin, a full-size mannequin, you can demonstrate it. That's where that'll work. A full-size mannequin of a skeleton and everything, and you touch it and then you can come and see for yourself what the current or what the sound is making in each area.
What the sound is making?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Is each one of these lines the frequency of that?
No.
Where did we have that? Did you come?
Oh, the yellow.
No.
Now that's what you got. The corner of the eye is orange.
The outside corner.
Now it ties in where all the acupuncture points are going to run into those doors too, because those who study acupuncture sooner or later see the connection.
Zone 4?
That's number 4. Now last but not least, number 5 running through the air. You will start with the body. Right into the middle toe.
Left red.
Remember, the colors represent the zones, and they're going to represent certain parts of what the zones represent.
Do you want red? Who's got the yellow?
So those are the five zones, running from top to bottom to the hand and the feet. And we're reading it from the front of the body. Equally true, this would be at the back of the body. They divide up the same way in the back of the body. But reading in the front of the body, so all the sonic frequencies run through from the blue line all the way down. They are controlled by sonic. And all the gaseous ones run through the green. So if you were to go over the anatomy, in each area where you see the green is passing over, you'll find a lot of gas in those areas. And wherever you're in the yellow, you're going to find lots of heat. And wherever the orange falls, you're going to find a lot of liquid. And wherever the red falls, you're going to find a lot of junk accumulating. Blue is the sonic. Did you get that in your initiation? What are the five sounds? And what do you mean?
What you want the sound?
Yeah.
Right.
Now the meaning?
Sonic.
Gas. Temperature. Liquid crystals, but they run through your whole system. So when you sit down to meditate, what are you really doing? Are you meditating in the old terminology, or are you in a new idiom, as my friend would say, bio-integrating your muscular tonification of yourself? Putting yourself in, putting yourself in bio-equiflow? To be bioequiflow, biotonic tonification, muscular tonification. Biotonic muscular tonification. It's a biosonic muscular tonification you do.
Machine biotonic
tonic. Good. Now we can speed you up. I'll make you experience it a little quicker. Cut down the time.
So the number one zone is sonic?
Yeah, always sonic. Number one is always sonic. Number two is gas. Number three is temperature. Number four is liquid. And number five is crystalline. So what is temperature, hot and cold? Now look at your locations and tell me from your previous experiences in your body if these conditions have ever occurred where you have felt gas, cold, or hollow sound resonating.
Hot.
From the top of the reading from the top down. You got the bladder. Now this is a strange phenomenon. That all the bladder problems and even acupuncture, meridian point, they all terminate in the skull. The bladder contains the liquid. But the head or the shape of a bladder upside down contains what?
The brain.
Yeah, but something more important than the brain. Something more important. Acoustics. Therefore, bladder is controlled by acoustics if you press a reflex. Anytime you have a bladder problem, you can more or less control the bladder by acoustics, and you can go directly to the head and interact with it. Any part of the head will interact with the bladder because it's dealing with acoustics.
Or sound.
Or sound. So it's a fast reflex to your bladder. The acupuncture only pinpoints certain areas for different specific conditions, but if you were to touch any part on the skull, you would automatically react on the bladder. Both. Now, the front of the face and the front of your bladder, you have the front and the back. If you press the front very little, now here, this sounds chemical. Have you ever been in a car driving along and looking for a his or a her, and you're the virgin, you want to go? How would you stop letting the can? Press in the front or press in the back? Or you take a deep breath or let it out slow?
We hold your breath.
Yeah. Sounds familiar?
Pressure in the front.
Well, because you've been in this situation, what have you...
Yeah.
What would you do? Because you're going to come up with your own solution of therapy.
Cross
right here. No, cross. Cross your legs when
you're
trying.
Okay, you were talking about offices.
Yes.
Okay. So does that would mean that you would have to put something on the back, stop the front? You told me one time there weren't some lunch.
I'm going to ask you from your own personal experience. You're driving on the road, you can't get to the hidden horizon sign or no gas station, and you want to get your